Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer on WBEN. As always, Joe, there's a lot of things to get to.
Yeah.
I got distracted by an email.
Oh, okay. I was about to derail the show within 30 seconds. I was like,
I derailed in 15, beat you.
Yeah, yeah. I had something that we didn't even discuss in the last 6 minutes, and I was just going to throw it out there. And
hit
I was
me.
Like, you know, it's 2025, and I've been very vocal about, you know, getting mail down to 4 or 5 days a week. But have you been, as an adult, like, anxiously waiting something in the mail? And just like, I get my mail emailed to me, like the picture of what you get in the mail.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it takes all the fun of going to the mailbox out. Like, I know now.
That you do that. Like, I can't believe that's you want to cut a budget cut?
Yeah.
Is that a service we really need?
What? Taking pictures of the mail?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Hey, here's what's coming your way today.
I'm not saying
is that necessary.
I would not be against cutting it, but I'm going to take advantage of it. But it takes the fun out of going to the, because now I know the piece of mail that I've been waiting 2+ weeks for is not in today's mailbox.
Mm.
So, yeah. Like at 9 o'clock, the fun of putting the key in the mailbox when I get home, gone.
Yeah. I, all the time with all the stuff I buy. And it's more like, hope this is here in the mail before like 3:45 when my wife gets home. Like, can run another package upstairs.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing is my wife is also on this email, so nothing gets by her. If I need to get something by my wife, it gets mailed right here to Odyssey.
Yeah, that's and how it works.
Big question mark if I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, where does that go?
Front door.
So lean it up against.
Yep.
Got your new tablet just propped up against the front door.
Yeah, here. And then you annoy someone because someone got called to the front door to pick up your mail.
Yeah. Well, that's... No, I still have the suspense.
Yeah.
The suspense of going to the mailbox.
Every now and then, something won't get... Someone will forget to take a picture of something, and I'll be surprised.
You know what I've gotten a lot of recently?
What's that?
So I switched my internet provider from... You know, the normal internet provider to the new thing in the neighborhood. That's and right. Ever since then, I've gotten every single day, I believe, a mailer from the cable company about a lot of it was, moving. You know, they think because I canceled service, I must have been like, no, we actually have something else now. And now it's like, all this info. I think every single day. And then, you know, it just dawned on me yesterday. It's like, well, no wonder the bill was high.
Yeah. You're sending something.
What's your mail budget?
Yeah. You know what? That's so obvious. Where I live now, we don't have an option. It's just the cable. But when we lived in Williamsville, right, you had an option between providers. And you're right. Every day, it was something from the cable company. It's like, we can give you this deal for the first 12 months. I got one of those. I could probably tell you the package and what channels I got. But everything with the cable company now, they want you to add a phone. Did you notice this? They want you to get the three.
Did I notice it?
They want you to get, it's called the three play. Like, I don't need a phone. Like, I just want the internet. I don't even need the TV. I just want the internet.
I don't know where that ever made sense in the business plan.
Right.
Like, someone explain it to me.
Do they need enough phones to justify the phone? Like, I just don't get why it's cheaper if I add the phone number.
And I've had the conversation with whoever's on the other line in customer service so many times. Well, you know, if you bundle and add a phone, pump the brakes here. Nope. Not going to happen. I don't own a home phone. I don't want a home phone. No. I don't need one. I don't want to add a line. I don't want phone calls coming out of some other phone ever.
Right, because no one I know is calling that phone.
If you gave me a phone line, I would never plug a phone in and connect anything to it. Why would you give me more for less? I want less for less.
Yeah. I want the cable box. In the Wi-Fi, the router. That's all I want. I want those two things to plug into my wall. I don't need anyone to come to my house and look at the phone line.
Did I bring it up? I was talking about before I made the switch, I called, you know, one last time. Like, hey, I'm going to switch. I don't want to go through Not that it wasn't actually a hassle to swap it out. It took like 20
minutes. No, but if they had given you a good enough deal, you would have kept what you had.
Yeah, just keep everything there. Like, hey, if you can offer me something here, like, and I threw out the number that was on their site, by the way. Like, it's not like I pulled it out of thin air. The number was offered on their site. I'll stay. If not, I'm going to cancel next week. Oh, we can't do that. I can't. And they never did. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to. Did I ever mention the follow-up when I called to cancel after I got the new thing installed? They offered me even less than what I had asked for.
And you had told the person you were going to cancel.
Yeah, and so I go, well, listen, I called last week asking for that, and you wouldn't give it to me. And guess what? Now it's too late.
Yeah.
I already got the new thing here. Oh, I wish you would have had me. Well, tough. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Everyone should be on the same script.
Yeah, like, you communicate a little bit better back there.
There is an entertainment provider, Brian, that I know is always offering $5 a month for the first 12 months, and then you just keep on calling them, and they'll extend it. I don't know how their business is going. I still see them everywhere. Maybe the cable company should take a page out of their book. And if anyone's bought a car in the last year, they know exactly the entertainment provider I'm talking about.
Speaking of cable, the TV show that has everybody talking.
Oh.
Is that true?
I didn't know. I had heard about this, completely forgot about it until you brought it up this morning.
So no, it's not true. But the Baldwins.
Yeah.
It's gotten a lot of negative reviews, Joe.
Well, I remember when it was announced and there were people talking. And then, like I said, I completely forgot about it until you said something this morning.
The Baldwins follows, you might have guessed, the Baldwin family. Alec.
I thought you were going to tell me what show it follows.
His wife. No. Well, it's on TLC, so I'll give you a guess of the three that are on that channel. It opened to pretty much negative reviews all over the place. Follows the Baldwin family during a period of last year when he was still set to stand trial for involuntary manslaughter.
Right.
And then, you know, in between, it's like, oh, you know, we have so many kids, aren't we crazy? That's why it's on TLC.
Yeah.
TLC, you either have to be way overweight, way underweight, or have like seven or more kids.
Yeah, they don't do the home remodel shows anymore. They're past that.
they did that? Oh, yeah.
Trading Spaces.
Started.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That's how it started.
They might do it if the crew remodeling the home are all brother and sister and there's 10 of them.
That's right, yeah.
Then they'll do it. Joe, if you know of a family that does that, I got a network for you.
That's right.
But it's one. Oh, or I forgot. Gross pimple popping.
Yeah.
Also on that network. Yep. So they made an exception.
I think we forgot what TLC stood for.
For a doctor.
Because I haven't learned anything on that channel in a very long time.
Oh, was it supposed to be the learning channel?
Yeah.
Now it's just like the... No, I won't even say it. But anyway, the Baldwins are on there now. And I don't get it. Now, it's...
The outrage or the show?
The show. I get the response to the show, which is, you know, probably Alec Baldwin is crying into a camera. You know, they're talking about everything going on to him. The response, I think, is exactly what you would expect the response to the show to be. Why they agreed to do the show in the first place. Somebody has to explain to me who thought this was a good idea.
I mean, I don't think he's hard up for money.
Right?
Yeah.
But it had to have been like somebody put it in their head. Oh, this is a great way to repair your public image. Mm. Can I go out on a limb here? I don't think his image needed that much repairing.
Well, I mean, he has been known for getting aggressive with reporters. This was like 20 years ago.
I don't think people care that much. The plane thing, he was playing Candy Crush.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Exactly.
I think Alec Baldwin is one of those people, you either love him or hate him. I do think he's one of those actors.
I think way more people loved him.
He's a
great
actor.
Yeah. Good looking guy. Funny. Could do the right. I mean, he was doing some of the famous SNL. I'm sure he was on. I didn't watch the SNL special. I'm sure he was on SNL 50 with some of the sketches over the years. Great stuff.
The NPR skit. Hilarious. I can't say it on the air because I might say it wrong, but you know the one I'm talking about.
But all this 30 Rock he was on, was one of my favorite shows. People loved him.
Show. Yeah, Tina Fey.
And I think, now you can correct me if I'm wrong here, I think after what happened on his movie set, people would have been more than willing to say, terrible tragedy. I kind of almost said, well, this is me. I feel for you. You know, I don't blame him for what happened there. You know, hopefully move on with your life and, you know, you can be in some movies or something like that. We'll move on from this. Now he does this, and I kind of think that everyone's just like, what are you trying to do here? Are you trying to, like, make money off of you shooting somebody? Like, it seems more gross and egregious than the actual tragic incident itself.
Yeah, when you put it that way, it does make you really uncomfortable.
Right?
Yeah.
The thing itself.
Because I don't think before that, I really don't think Alec Baldwin, like you said, people do love him in movies, right? I do think he's kind of a, when the camera's off, it does seem like he doesn't really, which I wouldn't like paparazzi either, so maybe I should give him the benefit of the doubt.
If I were Alec Baldwin, I would have the exact same reaction to all the cameras in my face.
Yeah.
I would be Alec Baldwin temperament 100% of the time.
I do wonder, though, are they going to cover on this show when he started yelling at the Trump impersonator? I want to see that. Like, if that's on the show, I will watch that episode. Will that be an episode of The Baldwins? It's an interesting thing. And again, he's a great actor. I don't really care to follow him. And you told me his wife faked being Spanish.
That's what I read.
So, like,
is that not the most wild thing ever?
I'm not sure this is really the family. Can I just say, I don't want to follow around any family. Now, I realize I like the show The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. I don't want to follow around a family just to follow them around. I don't get that. My wife loves those Bravo shows.
Oh.
I don't get it.
My wife loves all these family shows.
This doesn't seem to be in line with those Bravo shows, though.
They're all, you know what they all have in common? They end terribly for the family. As it turns out, having a camera crew just like showing your whole family, including young children, grow up on national TV without their real consent is not a great idea, Joe.
There's only one family I know who got more popular and got closer because of the show. I'm obviously talking about the Osbournes.
With the Osbournes. Is that, you know what? I read about these families after their show goes off the air. You know what words used to describe them? Estranged.
Oh, yeah.
It's always estranged. They're not speaking to each other anymore after what happened. No, but to go back to, I feel like we skipped over the Russ story.
Yes.
Kind of assuming that people have heard the story now, but Alec Baldwin is filming a scene on a movie, pulls the trigger of a gun that was loaded with an actual bullet, ends up shooting the cinematographer, killing her on the scene, ends up being charged with involuntary manslaughter. The charges were dropped. I don't think the charges should have been brought in the first place. I mean, he did not know that this, you know, whoever was in charge of props and this, the armorer, I guess is the official term.
Yes.
That person had been charged. And were they found guilty?
The armorer is serving jail time.
Yes. Yeah,
so appealing.
That trial's done.
Yes.
The armorer served jail time. That person, obviously in the wrong here. But I, you know, went through this whole process. I kind of felt bad for Alec Baldwin. Like, you're just shooting a movie, and you think you're doing a normal old scene. You end up killing somebody. In the process, we talked about Joe in the past. There was an interview that he did where he said that he didn't pull the trigger. And everyone was kind of like bashing him over that. Like, oh, he's lying on the interview. And I came out and defended him. I said, I honestly don't think he's lying. I think that's just what he truly believes that. It's false.
Right.
But I think like in his own head.
So it's still a lie though.
No, that's maybe a good question. It's not, he believes like, how did I kill this person? There's no way that happened. Like in your head, it's like a coping mechanism of saying that I didn't even pull the trigger. I didn't know what happened because it's like a traumatic event. You killed somebody right in front of you who you knew and you didn't want to. And I kind of defended him over that. This, I think this TV show is indefensible.
Yeah.
Because to now you go through all that.
Hey, the guy from the movie who shot the cinematographer, here's the show.
Right. Like, you go through all of that. Most people go, that's a horrible accident. Hopefully you can get over that. Like, imagine if that's you. That's what I try and do. If that was you who did that, I mean, you'd feel you'd never get over that.
Oh, I couldn't imagine. Yeah.
You know, it's hopefully you can go on with your life and, it, you know, find some sort of peace.
To be fair,
oh, wait,
they were not
a show on TLC where you're crying about in front of a camera? Get out of here.
Yeah. Where it's going to follow you on. Because remember, like you said, it was going to follow on this trial that didn't happen. By the way, they were not filming when he shot the gun. They were not filming the movie. He was rehearsing what he was going to do when the camera rolls.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, the armor is the one who gets put in jail. But also, I mean, there are people who were responsible. Why there were ever live bullets on the set? I mean, in my opinion, I don't do movies, but in my opinion, like, all of them should have been made into blanks before they were even brought to the set.
That's what they're supposed to be. What was the story there? That the
story was that the actors on their free time were shooting aluminum cans with the gun, and then
but that, the person in charge of the guns was doing this too, right?
I think so. Yeah, but and then the person in the guns thought they had switched them out, taken the powder out of the bullets,
just
put
insane.
Them back in. Yeah,
that ever
there
happened.
Never should have been live ammunition on the set. I personally, Alec Baldwin just seems like kind of a, can I say the word prick on the air? I hope so. To me. He did not mean to kill this person. But I do see, because now the family's speaking out that, you know, it's a little uncomfortable watching the show.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I can understand that. Like, this would make me a little upset that he got off.
Yeah.
If I was the family.
I would be just livid if I was the family of this. I don't know. I just... I think it's right for him to go back to acting if he wants to, but acting in a movie, not acting in a reality show, playing yourself, who's playing a victim.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to put it.
Like, that's, I don't know. It is so distasteful. I was reading about this, actually, in a piece. Who wrote this? Kat Rosenfield put out this morning. And she said that other reviews referred to this as a new low for TV, which she writes is quite the statement considering TV's previously played host to 27 years of the Jerry Springer Show, 16 seasons of Hoarders, and the 2005 series Sperm Race, which we'll leave the rest up to the imagination.
Where's that one?
Exactly.
This
is the new low, and I agree.
But everyone's talking about it, and I guarantee you there are people who would never have clicked this show who will go to Max and watch an episode just to see what everyone's talking about. So TLC's not going to drop this show. It's probably their most talked about. Next to My 600-Pound Life, which I love to watch, this is probably their most talked about show.
Is My 600-Pound Life still the most talked about? Probably.
Yeah, I mean, it's
what channel was Hoarders on, by the way?
A&E.
Okay. Is that all the same family?
I believe it is now, but don't quote me on
that. That makes
sense. I mean, Discovery and Warner merge, so TLC and Food Network are the same. That's why you don't get the home shows anymore, because HGTV and TLC are owned by the same company. So they're like, okay, now what do we put on TLC? Yeah.
Well, you move people around. You go, you buy the house, and you learn to cook in your new kitchen, and then you ate too much, now you're on My 600-Pound Life.
Should be the new president of Warner.
B-Maz and Beamer. We'll be back here on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer on WBEN. We're talking a little TV before that. This story that we had this morning, Joe. Would you be upset if you went to church yesterday on Ash Wednesday and you found out that they ordered your ashes off Amazon?
I mean, again, not being Catholic, but if I expect it to be the ashes from palms that they burned in a ceremony, I would just feel like I was lied to, and I don't want to be lied to by the place where I go to worship. Is that a good answer?
Yeah. So I was surprised that you guys didn't know, like, that was where the ashes came from this morning.
I'm not Catholic, so we don't do
the ashes. I don't know enough to
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
No, is that like common knowledge or just like one of these weird things that stuck in my head? I just kind of assumed that if it's something within the church and I know it,
that it's well known.
Right? Like, yeah. I'm no theologian. Like, I just know what I know.
I'm guessing if you know it, people who go to regular mass. Yeah.
Like, I was always told that the ashes on Ash Wednesday are from the palms from last year's Palm Sunday burned, and the ashes are what is placed on your forehead.
Right.
Now, the story that I'm referencing came out of Pittsburgh yesterday. The headline, tradition meets convenience when it comes to buying ashes. Well, it was convenient. Online shopping become a way of life, even for the Catholic Church, as a rising number of religious leaders are foregoing the tradition of burning palms and instead buying their ashes online. For as little as $6 on Amazon, you can buy enough ashes for 100 people.
That's a good deal.
Is it? I don't know.
So now, when
it's ash,
when they get sent to the church, I mean, the priest still has to praise them, right? They still have to be holy ashes.
So I think it brings up a greater question. And by the way, I got to get to this one quote from Joan Duncan, who's the director of faith formation at St. Barbara Roman Catholic Church, out in the Pittsburgh area. The quote that they have, actually, the manufactured ones stick better and they're darker.
It's a good selling point.
The ones you burn on your own are fine. They don't adhere as well. Like, okay, Joan, thank you, but is that a real good reason to, like, I kind of want it to be all within the thing, but you bring up a great point, Joe. If it's blessed, does it matter, is basically what you're saying.
And I'm guessing the easy answer is no, but it might, you know, to person, there might be someone that goes, well, like you said, I want this all to be within the church.
But, like, to me, that opens up a big can of worms. Like, you're not giving away Sour Patch Kids at communion.
No.
And just being like, well, we blessed it, so what's the difference?
Well, that's a little different.
How is it a little different?
These are still ashes. Sour Patch Kids are
Wonder
bread. What's that?
We have a Wonder Bread.
Well, there might be churches that use Wonder Bread. Maybe that's all they can get.
I'd feel a little like, what's going on here? I don't know if I'd go back to the church.
Even if the priest is the one holding the bread and saying this is the body of Christ?
I kind of want it to all be a little official.
Let me tell you, you wouldn't want to go to my church. We have little cubes of bread and they go pew to pew in little cups of wine.
But that's what they do in your church. Like that's what they've always done?
Yes.
This is switching it up. This is going for, all right, what we've done, we take the palms and then, you know, some churches, they have a ceremony on the weekend before Ash Wednesday, right, or where they take the palms, burn them, and then they actually use, like, those are the ashes right there. And so we take the palms, we burn them, and we have the ashes. Okay. And then one year it's like, it's so much work. Like, there's snow on the fire pit, and, like, I can just... They gave me a phone this year. I'll just order it off Amazon.
Yeah, I mean, if it's something you've always done, like I would be, you know, going back to the church that I grew up in. If they all of a sudden said, hey, we're not doing the dinner on Wednesday night. Yeah, it might seem like a little thing, but that's always been how you kick off Lent. If that's no longer there, you know, I would feel like this is kind of the cheap way out. Like you're not only are you cheapening out with or convenience, you're. This is how I've always celebrated the beginning of the Lent season, and now you're taking that away?
It's almost like, you know, they light the big Easter candle. If instead this year it's like, you know, the Easter candle, wax, the tariffs, it got a little expensive. We got a Easter sparkler.
Yeah, that I'd be a little upset.
It's the same thing, right?
Yeah, no.
We blessed it.
That's getting a little ridiculous.
Like, where's the line drawn? You know what I mean?
I think that's the line. I think Wonder Bread, again, you don't know where churches stand on certain things and where their finances are. sparkler instead
Wonder
of the
Wonder Bread is expensive, by the way.
Store brand.
Yeah, but yeah. Like the brand.
Oh, yeah.
We made sandwiches for a Bills game this year, and Wonder Bread, and my wife just goes like, oh, you know, one people like it, even though it's, you know, we got the Wonder Bread. I'm like, the Wonder Bread, that's the brand. Like, that's the...
I can't...
That's the... We're shelling out some cash for the good stuff here, yeah. Getting Wonder Bread.
I can't tell you the last time I had name brand bread in my house.
We always do.
Oh, look at you.
We're addicted.
Yeah.
Potato bread.
Look,
this is the only bread that we eat.
The Mazurowski's with the maple syrup in the glass bottle and the Wonder Bread?
No, it's in a plastic bottle. Yeah. It's in a plastic big jug. We had to sacrifice the glass bottle for the bread. we switched to... Once you have potato bread, it's so good.
It is good, yeah.
And it's kind of hard to... And they have it at the wholesale store. You get like two of them in the big bag. You're like, you know, is it worth it? I kind of think it's worth it.
We can't get the two in at the wholesale because we don't eat that much bread. So not a lot of bread going on in the Beamer's house.
No,
it's carb heavy.
Yeah, we're carbs.
Yeah.
We are carb heavy.
Yeah.
And that's all we got the big thing of bread, which I mean, you know, we'll have at any point in time like two loaves of bread in the freezer. Downstairs.
Oh yeah,
we've got the we've got the not one pack of English muffins but two different kinds of English muffins
for your lunch.
Yeah, one is my kind, the other she doesn't like my kind, so the other is the other kind. I like them both, so I'll eat any.
Oh yeah, you win in that situation.
The not one but two different kinds of pancake mix. You know, one's the huge box of the regular, and then I've got the other, like the protein one, when I'm feeling like, let's mix it up a bit.
Yeah, a nice pre-gym pancake?
I don't go that far.
Okay.
It's too heavy. After I eat pancakes, I want to go to bed.
Okay. I know someone who has those protein waffle pancakes. They will make one. They'll eat it in the car on the way to the gym. I go,
it's probably a good start, though. Yeah. Like, just give yourself a little something to eat if you feel like you're, depending on what you're doing.
Do you know what I eat? I just do cardio. You know that.
Yeah.
On my way to the gym, I have a banana. That's what I have.
I was going to say, that's the way, don't they say that? It's the best way to do cardio with nothing in your stomach?
Yeah.
They could be wrong, by the way, but I've heard say it.
I have never heard anyone say a diet thing that was wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
But the problem with the bananas is you step in my car any time, there's four or five banana peels in the
that's
passenger
disgusting.
Floor.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Come on. No.
Yes.
You leave them in your car on the floor?
Well, not purposely. I just forget about them. And then, like, if now that my wife has a new car, my car's no longer the family car. So if no one else is in my car for a few days, yeah, they pile up.
Oh, my. Come on.
And then she'll get in the car and she'll put her foot on the peel and go, what
on
the
a
heck?
Banana peel in the car?
Yeah.
If you have a banana in the car, if I ever eat a
you've
banana
in
the car.
You've been in a Joe Beamer car before. You know what my cars are like.
I thought you got better.
A little bit. It's very clean, except there might be a peel or
it's
two.
It's very clean. Watch out for the banana peel. That doesn't go hand in hand. You can't say that.
I'm being honest, though. Like, the rest of the car, spotless.
Just the banana peel
There's
on the ground.
Banana peel in the ground. I mean, I even clean up once my son's out. If he dropped a goldfish or two, those are right in the trash.
If I have a banana in the car, the peel doesn't leave my hand.
So, most of the time, that's what I try. I try to finish the banana as I'm walking into the gym. But sometimes, you know, someone's on the phone. I get lost in a segment. Usually it's the end of David's show, and I'm pulling into the gym.
Now, if here I am talking. If I were to pull the car seats out of my car right now, a banana won't be there.
No.
But there's probably a whole bunch of stuff underneath those car seats.
That's a lot more excusable than your banana peel.
Well, I'm a wrapper king. I'll have wrappers and cans. Three of them at a time, maybe, in the passenger seat and still in the cup holders.
Okay.
You can't use the cup holders because there's a can from yesterday. I still feel like it's better than a banana peel, though.
Yes, and I'll tell you this. My cup holders, always very clean because I need them for deliveries.
Okay.
So,
I just think if it can't rot, it's acceptable.
I believe me, I'm going to probably, right after the show, I'm going to go throw, because I know there's a banana peel on my floor right now. Throw them away. I'm not proud of this, but there will be times where, again, if I don't deliver for a few days or no one's in my car, they'll pile up because I have one on the way into the gym.
Someone said try Martin's. Like that's what I have. That's my company. I should. Can I buy part of? Are they publicly traded?
Martin's potato bread.
Yeah, the rolls, the everything.
I just remember Martin's.
They're great.
The grocery store.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I was about to say not related, but I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? I know Martin's. There's Martin's still around. I see him when I drive the Tech games.
Oh, the stores? Really?
Oh, there are still more Martin's, yeah.
I know the bread's still around because it's in my freezer and I see the truck
all
over the place. I mean, that they're making deliveries. They know what's up. Hot dog buns, everything, they've got it. Oh, just right. On the text board here, 803-0930. Let's go to see what people are thinking about their ashes. Someone said, I work in a very prominent Catholic church in Buffalo, and I can tell you 100% our ashes are not from last year's burnt palms. And many churches have like a 30-year supply of ashes. Now, on the scale of... my wrappers to your banana peel.
Yeah.
How gross is a 25-year-old ash that's being spread? Huh?
They bring the vat out. Okay, Ash Wednesday's over. Back in the closet till next year.
I mean,
nothing happens.
I guess I should have suspected it.
Yeah.
You say nothing happens.
Right, nothing happens to ash.
I don't know.
It's the finished product.
How's it being stored? Does that matter?
Yeah.
In a box? Is it a vacuum sealed?
Ash? No idea.
Like, the ash in my fire pit's been around for a while.
30 years.
Has it festered any?
I mean, not to get too morbid here, but people do walk around with ashes around their neck.
Sealed.
Yeah.
Sealed.
I'm guessing these are sealed. At the end.
Until they're on your head.
You know, close it, get it airtight till next year.
Yeah. You hear a can crack.
Yeah. Well, remember the things they used to sell that you could vacuum all the air out? It was a famous paid program back in our day. You could vacuum seal things at home. It's like, hey.
Oh, yeah. The thing.
Yeah. That's probably what they do.
Think they got one of those?
Yeah.
Well, someone on the... a text board goes, I did notice they stick better, but I want the original. And who knows what's in them, right? We'll go back to that. Someone said, I went to a Catholic elementary school. We were taught the ashes were Palm Sunday ashes. I guess if the ashes are blessed, it's okay. I just kind of want them to be what they're... If you're being told that,
yeah,
then I want it to be true.
Right. Or I want an explanation.
Yeah.
If I'm a member of the church and you've switched out the ashes, I think I at least, like,
you put it in the bulletin.
You send out the bulletin every Sunday. Put it in the bulletin.
You ever notice that, by the way?
The bulletin getting smaller and smaller?
No. Oh. Just like they got the bulletin.
Yeah.
And you read out of the missalette. It's like, it's supposed to be about peace.
I just always.
We're very, heavy artillery here with our reading material.
I'm always looking at the schedule going, one of these days there's always like the men's breakfast, 9 a.m. Friday, like one of these days, Brian.
Yeah.
One of these days.
Someone else said, what's the difference? It's all only symbolic anyways. Okay. But I want to go back to the person who said, I noticed they stick better. Who knows what's in them? So I go back to the story where it first came up out of Pittsburgh, where they cite $6 for enough ashes for 100 people,
yep.
Or as much as $38 to serve 2,000 people, which, hey, good on you, bring 2,000 people in there for Ash Wednesday Mass. They can be found on Amazon. There's religious supply companies that sell what are advertised as pure palm ashes. So they're being sold as ashes from... palms.
But why do they stick better?
Exactly.
What are they putting in there?
Where's RFK when you need him? What kind of additive?
Yeah.
Right? Like, give me the label of ingredients. Is this the difference between, you go to church and your church still does, they burn the palms, and then you go there and you get it on Ash Wednesday, you're eating the peanut butter that has just peanuts in the ingredients versus, now... oh, we get the ashes online. We order them. They're pure palm ashes, but they've got like five other things in the ingredient. There's like sucralose and everything else to make them stick better.
Long ingredient list.
For long lasting storage or something. I want to know that.
Yeah, I think it's a fair question.
And when you order something off Amazon or any of these sites, and it's coming from, like, half of them are fulfilled by, right? They're not actually being sold by.
Right.
Like, who knows what's coming out of there?
Yeah, I mean, for, you know, obviously, I think you guys talked about this a week or so ago. You know, religion, it's at, you know, kind of a low point right now, right, with how many people are regularly going to church. If you're going to say it's one thing, if it's going to be the ceremony and everything, I don't know why you would get away from that now. Like, I think people who are going to church, people who go to church now want to be close. They want all of the, this is going to sound crazy, they want the bells and whistles of church. They want the ceremonies. They want the stuff that, you know, they grew up with. I don't know why any church would get away from that. It's not a cost-cutting maneuver.
That's the thing.
You know? So I don't understand getting away from the ceremonies. Again, people who go to church in 2025, they like everything about it. They like the events. They like the after church events. They want stuff that's going to bring them closer to their church community, because for a lot of people, that's the only community that they're still that close with.
On the text board, someone 8030930 on our Volkswagen Orchard Park text board, if you want to weigh in. Someone said at our church they collect the old palms for about a month before Lent, and they burn the ashes on the Monday before Ash Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
And to your point, you know, people want in the ceremonies, they want the events, they want the stuff like that. We're trying to get people into church. Like, if you said, hey, Monday, we're burning stuff.
Yeah, let's go.
You're not going to get, I feel like you're going to get some people in there.
Yeah.
Big burning. Bring your palms.
I'd go. Grab the kids.
Absolutely. Yeah. Someone else said Chinese sweatshop selling ashes. What's going on? Yeah, exactly. I'd feel a little ripped off.
I think that's a perfect way to put it.
I think maybe especially because it's trying to imitate what's been done. You know what I'm saying? Like in the example of, what are you giving away a Sour Patch Kid instead? I would clearly be able to tell you're doing something different here. You know, if they're a little blue guy or something like that, if they handed that to me at communion.
A Sour Patch Kid and a Huggy. I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't this isn't what I'm used to.
If the wine was all of a sudden a Capri Sun, I would kind of know immediately that this is something different.
But
it feels like it's a little bit, you know, wool over my eyes type of thing.
In a time where I think people are so sick of everything being half of what they're used to, right? It's not, there are things that we grew up with in the 90s and early 2000s that it's just not the same anymore, right? You bring up Capri Sun. They're getting rid of the bag, juice bags, and going to a bottle.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. And you know, you don't want to get away from tradition.
No, they're not. Well, I refuse to believe it.
They were going to. Maybe there was enough outcry. My point is, in a time where people want to go back to traditions and things they're used to, I don't understand why, of all traditions, the church, where you expect traditions to be kept, you would go away from it.
This is insane.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
Told you.
I had to do it right away. Now, all right, Kraft Heinz reintroduces Capri Sun bottles, so apparently it was a thing before, but won't replace juice pouches.
Okay, originally they were going to.
They were?
Yeah, oh, that was the original story.
Until they realized no one would buy it. The only reason people buy it is because it's a pouch and kids think it's fun.
Yeah.
There's nothing special about your juice.
They were originally going to get rid of the bags. I 100%.
Anyone can make Pacific Cooler.
Yeah, but there's Pacific nothing Cooler special is about the
it. Best. You know what's special about it? It's in a pouch.
Yes, but
it's the only reason kids care.
Pacific Cooler was better than any high C that I got as a kid.
Sure. I don't think anyone's going to buy a bottle of Capri Sun.
Do you think it's going to be taken off again?
I think this will be the... I think you'll find bottles of Capri Sun in the, you know, discount store 12 years from now. They'll be the same ones that were produced this week.
Huh?
No one will buy them.
We'll see. I don't know. There might be a time where I'm like on a road trip and I can't be drinking from the bag. And I might get the bottle. By the way, Brian, just to fact check for the listeners out there before we get out of here, August 30th, 2024, the Today Show did an article on them getting rid of the pouch.
So they
were thinking of it.
They were thinking of it.
Yep. But then they came out and said, "We'll never disrespect the pouch."
How much money is that person getting paid who came up with the idea to ditch the pouch? Hey, you know what we're known for?
Yeah.
It's like Oscar Mayer. I mean, like, you know what? It's time to get out of the hot dog business.
Insane. That person probably doesn't have a job this morning.
I would imagine so. We'll be back here tomorrow. You got David coming up next. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.